welcome each of you to our Christmas Eve candlelight service. This afternoon, we gather together just to lift our voices to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We gather together tonight as family and friends to celebrate the birth of the one and only Son, the Prince of Peace, the Lamb of God, Jesus the Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. This afternoon, we just tell the story of Christ's birth through Scripture and celebrate it through the singing of Christmas carols. Our service this afternoon is intentionally focused simply on retelling that biblical story. We'll let Scripture and carols do it for us. So no sermon, just reading from God's Word and our voices in song and the candles to help us center our hearts on our Savior. As we recount the birth of Jesus in this service, we'll light our Advent candles, which reflect and remind us of why he has come. In Scripture, it tells us in Galatians chapter 4, "But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship." The time was right and is right for Jesus to come into our lives. So let's celebrate his arrival by standing together and singing, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord our righteous Savior. And in Luke chapter 1, we read, In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." We light the first candle in our Advent wreath in remembrance of the hope that Christ gives. After the prophetic ministry of Malachi, silence fell over the Lord's people for 400 years. And God had made a promise of a king to come, but no one had yet seen that fulfillment. And a sense of longing, a sense of even hopelessness began to descend on the people of God. And then, into this silence, the Lord brings a message to a young woman named Mary. A message of hope. And God messengers brings news from the Lord to a teenage woman that at last the promise that the Lord had made is now going to be fulfilled. The first promise back all the way in the Garden of Eden and every promise since then regarding the Messiah who is to come is now unfolding right before Mary's eyes. And Mary is the one who will bear this great hope. She, highly favored and blessed, has the honor of carrying hope in her womb, of delivering hope to the world, of watching hope grow in the souls of everyone who will encounter her child. The advent of her young son will be the spark of hope that will ignite a new hope, not just for the Jewish people, but for the rest of the world as well. God said that hope would come, and hope has come, and his name is Jesus. And we now have a new promise, a promise of his return. And we can walk in this expectant hope and wait for the return of our hope in Jesus the Christ. So this candle of hope this evening calls each of us to be alert, to wait, and to watch for his return. Let's join together as we sing the first Noel.
Keep me there. Isaiah 9. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. In John 16 we read, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. The second candle of the Advent wreath is the candle of peace. It is often called the Bethlehem candle to remind us of the place in which preparations were made to receive and cradle the Christ child. Peace is a gift that we have to be prepared for. We receive this gift of peace when we turn to God in followership and faith. The prophet Isaiah calls Christ the Prince of Peace. Through the Old Testament prophets and up to the time of John the Baptist, God asks us to prepare our hearts so that he may come in. When we do, our peace is found. We light this candle today to remind us that he brings peace to all who trust and follow him.
Reading from Luke chapter 2. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." The third candle of the Advent wreath is the candle of joy. Because of Christ and through Jesus Christ that we can have true joy in our lives. And that joy is based on a choice of following Jesus. So we light this candle to remember that Christ brings the promise of a new life. A life in which the blind receive sight, the lame walk, and the prisoners are set free. So let this light of this third candle point you to Jesus as the bringer of true and everlasting joy. Let's stand together as we celebrate this joy by singing Joy to the World.
And heaven and nature sing.
God shows his perfect love to us in and through his Son, Jesus. He demonstrates that in his birth, life, death, and resurrection. Jesus is God's love in human form. The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." In 1 Corinthians 13, it describes this love for us. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. We light this candle tonight to remind us of the love God demonstrated to us by sending his Son, Jesus. We stand as we sing our next two songs.
out our faith in the world. We are called to let our faith shine like the light of Jesus and to reflect him to those that we meet. So the final candle in our Advent wreath this afternoon is the Christ candle. The Christ candle reminds us of the hope, peace, joy, and love that we speak of in this Christmas season, that they're all found in and point to Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, God's Son. In Matthew chapter 1, we read, "All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. And in John chapter 1, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus the Christ." So may this Christ candle remind us that we are called to be a witness to the light of the world, God's Son, Jesus, who came as a babe at Bethlehem and who will come again in glory. Well, as we bring our Christmas Eve service to a close, we now light our own candles to remind us that we carry the light of Christ from here and into the world, to be the light of Christ to all those that we meet. As we sing Silent Night, we will come and light your candles. We'll begin on the outside rows, and if you would just hold your candle upright once it's lit, and the person next to you can then light their candle off of yours. But let's stand together as we sing Silent Night.
All is calm. All is calm.
Christ shine from your life.